This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There he is, the man who has a love affair with baseball.
He does.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You always talk about how it's always there.
I think you got me confused with McMonagle and Brandon Tierney, but
whatever. Have you not said over the years
that it's my companion? No, never have I ever said those words.
That's why I was always there when you watch it.
Do I say that I enjoy it every night? Sure.
You say that you
could.
The
word the way you characterized it was completely made up, which is fine.
It's always there.
Worked out for Craig for 10 years, calling me angry. So why not do this?
Well, you sound angry right now.
Who's angry?
What?
Angry was fraud. That was angry. That was angry.
Listen, you have a little tint. This is opening day. Hope springs eternal.
I thought that you would.
Well, when people make stuff up, I don't like it. But that doesn't make me angry.
So that sounds like you're angry.
Who's angry?
You are.
I'm not calling you angry. I'm calling you a lover of baseball. You have said many times.
I do like baseball.
That you love the fact
that it's
always there.
It's not my companion for the summer, though.
That's what you said. It's always there for you in the summer.
Play the tape.
I will find it at some point.
Hey, Jerry. I did actually back you up on this.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
I thought that was a little over the top on his part.
That's all right. It's still opening day. It's great. But, yeah, I actually thought when I heard it, I thought you were talking about BT or Chris McMonagle. Then I heard my name. I'm like, I don't say those things. I do enjoy it more than most,
angry.
I would say.
You're a little bit angry.
Who's angry?
Bit.
Your opinion is worthless.
See?
Most are.
See?
Most opinions are worthless. That is true.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Feel that way.
I do. Yeah.
How about your own opinion?
Worthless for most people other than my own. Most people have opinions that have zero facts behind them. Like, ask people about politics. Do they really know what they're talking about? No.
It depends on what part of politics.
Let me ask you this. You played in the NFL. Do you honestly think fans know what they're talking about?
Yeah, I do. I do.
No, you don't. You do not.
I have come to learn over the years that I do believe that fans know a lot more about their team.
No, that's not what I said. Like, when they criticize certain plays... You understand the complexities of the plays and why they break down.
There are some complexities that people don't understand, and I try to explain here.
We just see it as it didn't work, you suck.
Right, and I always say that the other guys get paid too, so you got to give them some credit as well. But I will say that, yes, they do have families.
They have families.
I will say that faces know their teams. They know their team. Just like I know the Rangers inside and out. Like, that's my team that I follow, that I believe in, that I love, that I have great memories with. I mean... That's how fans are about their teams.
They're passionate.
You're that way with the Cowboys.
Sometimes. I've gotten older, not as much, but yes, that is true.
He came in here. You came in here. This is how dialed in you are. You came in here, and you said that this could be Jerry Jones'
final year. Oh, God, here we go again.
Year.
I mean, you got to stop. You got to stop.
No, but you said that.
I didn't. I played a tape of him saying that. I swear to God, one year I am going to bring in a dead horse and just sit it right there and let it rot in front of you.
At least I gave you new lies today.
It was new. I'll give you that. That is true.
I'm just trying, Jerry,
mm-hmm.
to make a point. That's why I have to beat the
dead
horse.
What does that have to do with the fan's opinion that Jerry Jones said he didn't have much time left?
When you came in here and you said that morning, Gio and I were shocked.
Yeah.
But then again, you're the fan of the Cowboys. We're not, so you would know that he's close to death.
That is not what I said. It's what he said.
But it's how you played it and then how you said this could be his final year.
He said he didn't have much time left, I think, right? Isn't that
you said that.
Isn't that what this I think you actually did say.
Yes.
And I'm not making that up. He doesn't have much time left. I think that's what he said.
I got to go find this clip again. Oh, my God.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to play something for you, though, because I heard your thing about the old guys calling in.
Yes, yes.
I am not making fun of this at all. I really feel like us as a station, we're trying to get younger.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I did hear this yesterday. Quite frankly, almost drove off the road when I did. But this was coming back from break into BT and Sal.
Take WFAN to church, just like your dad did. Download the free Odyssey app today and listen to the fan.
WFAN to church, just like your dad did? What the hell's idea was that?
That's real?
I heard it.
This actually aired.
Yes.
This is not, you're not messing with us.
No.
Take WFAN to church, just like your dad did.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is that like more of a promo for religion than it is
no,
a
I think
radio
it's,
station?
It's actually anti-religion because like your dad was going through the motions going to church, but he could care less about what was being said. He was listening to, you know, whoever was on Sunday morning. He was listening to Mike with the NFL Now.
What? I am completely and utterly confused.
I thought it was a good attempt to get younger.
Let me ask you a question. Whose idea, who came up with that?
I don't know who writes these. I have no
idea.
Now,
is that the brand ambassador that came up with that? Because if that is, we have to have a conversation.
I just thought it was funny, that's all. It caught my attention. I noted the time in the car and everything.
It's got to be the brand ambassador, right?
It has to be. It has to be one of his ideas.
Does he go to church?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about
that. He doesn't seem like a church guy to me.
Is that like a...
What's a church guy?
You know the church guys in your life?
Yeah, they're all different walks. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
but,
there's
I'm saying,
a
but you know who they
type.
Are, and you can. I think you can make a mild assumption of who we think church guys are around here.
I mean, is there a movie or TV show that they are trying to mimic with this? Because sometimes
maybe
that happens.
That could be. That's possible. Like I said, it just caught my ear, and I wasn't going to play it until you were talking about the older callers, and it made me think. You know what? That's right. We're trying to get their kids in now because we're getting old. and we need to skew a little bit younger.
And now you can actually hide the ear plugs better, a little bit better, or
yes,
your phones a little bit better. Back in the day, you think your dad went in there with a big set of headphones
and turn off the transistor radio.
Yeah, that's the other thing about it. Just like your dad did, there's no way to do that.
You're walking
with a boombox on your shoulder.
I think it means listen on your way to church. It didn't say take him into the church.
No, that's how I interpreted it.
Of course you did.
Well,
this is the thing. Like, everybody interprets it a little bit differently.
I'm so confused.
Right. It was funny. Anyhow, you do have BT and Sal at the stadium today. You got the Yankees and the Brewers. They're going to have Aaron Boone right out to shoot at 10 a.m. And then Andy Pettitte, who is going to throw the first pitch, will be on with them at 10:15.
It is go time.
It is go time, yes.
Go time, baby.
You got the pregame at 2:25, and then we will hear Dave Sims and Susan Walton at 3:05.
Nice. Yep. A lot of pressure on Dave.
Carlos Rodon. Well, a lot of pressure, I suppose. Carlos Rodon, Freddie Peralta. You think he feels it that way?
I don't think he does, and he shouldn't because he's a pro.
He's been doing a long time.
I'm telling you, man, you step in that booth after all those years of John Sterling. It's a lot of pressure.
Does it help, though, that John wasn't around for much of last year?
No.
Okay.
Because he came back when it mattered.
True. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Mets will be in Houston to play the Astros. Clay Holmes, the opening day start against Framber Valdez. First pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio, 880 at 4:10 p.m. Baseball, you also mentioned the TV thing going on with ESPN and baseball.
Yeah.
So Rob Manfred was in studio with Chris Russo at Sirius XM, and Chris asking the question as only he can.
We keeled over when ESPN said they were going to opt out of the contract. Or did you see it coming?
Did you die?
Did you drop dead when you heard about that? Did you take your last breath when they sent that email?
It's pretty funny. So that was in studio. He basically said, they weren't happy with us, we weren't happy with them, so we move on.